Welcome to Narratives. Tarab is a word that means place where music and poetry bestow the bliss upon the lucky one. In this excerpt from the book so named, Carl Cleves relates his horrifying experience of consulting a faith healer when he fell ill in South America.
Out of 40 patients, two ladies and myself had chosen to be healed by the knife. An assistant preacher separated us from the group, silently leading us out of the chapel into a large and empty room. We were told to remain standing, with our eyes closed, in a mood of prayer, and were left alone. Somewhere behind us, a door slammed. A voice like a grunt came from the back of the room. The voice became louder. "Santo, dame seu poder," he repeated. It was the faith healer, and he was invoking the spirit. All of a sudden, he was right beside me, commanding me to put my hand on the affected area. "Carrego isso," he said, giving me a metal tray with surgical instruments, and without delay pushed the three of us through a door. With a shock, I found myself standing in front of a startled crowd of hundreds, cameras pointed at me, just as I had witnessed on the previous day. But today, we were the show. I must have resembled a zombie in the pictures that were taken. I felt drugged, yet in a state of great apprehension and alertness. Paralyzed, I watched two assistants grab the first woman, a humble dark lady from the Sertão, by the elbows and shoulder. I stood right beside the curandero as he took a knife from the tray I was holding and started cutting or scraping the woman's eye. To be honest, I averted my gaze. I am weak-hearted and stopped killing chickens on our farm at Mumford's Creek many years ago. João Teixeira, incorporated by the spirit of the saint, ripped a little chunk of flesh out of the woman's eye region and laid it on my tray. Aware that I was looking away, he mumbled, "Pode olhar," you may look. The woman fainted and was hardly carried off by two assistants when he started operating on the other lady. While she was gently held by two of the orators, the healer pushed without the slightest hesitation a pair of surgical scissors the size of my hand up her nose. It was a violent push, and immediately blood spurted out. The spectators gasped, and I nearly passed out myself. The tray was trembling in my hand. João de Deus was unfazed. His eyes were glazed, and he hardly seemed to pay attention when he started to twist the scissors in a screw-like fashion into what appeared to me the woman's brain. I heard something cracking in her head, and blood splattered all over my hand. I froze inside, and my hair stood on end. I was in a state of panic. He tore something out of her nose and threw it on the tray. The lady, who hadn't reacted, not even groaned during the procedure, now collapsed into the arms of the assistants and was carried off. My heart beat wildly, and the ridiculous fear of embarrassment seized me at the thought of him pulling down my pants in front of the crowd and cameras and slashing open my belly while I was standing upright. But instead, he gripped me by the arm and pushed me out of the door we had entered. I heard the gasps and commotions of the spectators behind me as he closed the door. I felt both a sense of relief and disappointment. My traveling companions had told me that João de Deus sometimes refuses to operate if the patient is too weak, and I had feared that this was the case, and that all my efforts had been fruitless and my last chance lost. But before I could indulge further in these thoughts, he ordered me to go and lie down on the operating table in the chapel. I was to be cut open in front of the other 37 patients while they were healed by the spirit. An assistant helped me lie down on the operating table amidst the statues, pictures, and vases with plastic flowers. The other patients seated in the chapel didn't look up and appeared to be in deep meditation. In the adjoining hall, the chain of mediums was activated, and through the open door, their vibrational humming and groaning filled the chapel with a low rumble. In unreal moments like these, the briefest and most absurd thoughts are registered and imprinted on one's memory. My situation was preposterous. The sacrificial scene from the film, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, the one where some crazed priest rips out the victim's dripping heart, passed before my mind, and somewhere inside me, a roar of laughter surged. Was I really going to let this guy cut me on the most sensitive part of my body without an anesthetic? I saw the reproving eyes of my parents. How often had they warned me that my irresponsible ways would come to a bad end? If they could see me now. I had a sudden urge to run. But what were my choices? I was bleeding to death. I had made a supreme effort to get here and had spent the last of my energies doing so. I had to see this through to the end.
You've been listening to Carl Cleves reading from his book Tarab, Travels with My Guitar. Narratives is produced by Karina Winmoylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.